From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says Syria is taking seriously a U.S. warning against launching another chemical weapons attack. Mattis said there's been no such attack since the White House issued a Monday night statement warning the regime of President Bashar al-Assad would pay a heavy price. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the statement appeared to have its intended effect.
Look, I can't get into specific intelligence matters. I think that the action that the U.S. took was successful.
The U.S. said it saw active preparations for another chemical weapons strike at Syria's Sherrod airfield, the same base it said was used for a similar attack April 4. Syria denied using chemical weapons. Nearly 90 people were killed in that attack, prompting a U.S. cruise missile retaliation strike. That decision was defended by U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley in testimony Wednesday before U.S. lawmakers.
One of the best things we did was after the chemical weapons program, when the president made that decision to go in and strike, it sent shockwaves throughout the international community as well as in Syria to let them know we weren't going to stand for it.
Haley said she believes President Donald Trump's actions saved Syrian lives. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, meanwhile, said his government would react with dignity and proportionality to any U.S. action in Syria. He said he hoped the U.S. would not use intelligence assessments about Syria's intentions as a pretext for mounting what he called a provocation. In Libya, gunmen opened fire on a U.N. convoy west of Tripoli. The U.N. support mission said the convoy was hit as it traveled between Sirmon and the capital, no casualties. 7 U.N. staff members, however, were briefly detained, but it's not clear why. This is VOA News. Venezuela's embattled socialist President Nicolas Maduro has vowed to defend against what he called a coup attempt after a renegade policeman used a helicopter Tuesday to strafe and then drop hand grenades on the Supreme Court and Interior Ministry buildings.
Ya hemos librado orden de captura.
Interior Minister Nestor Luis Reverol said an arrest warrant has been issued against police pilot Oscar Perez, named as the key suspect. The attack underscores tensions in the country where more than 70 have lost their lives in violent anti-government protests. South Korean President Moon Jae-in is in Washington for talks with U.S. officials, a dinner Thursday night, and then discussions Friday with President Donald Trump. Speaking late Wednesday to business professionals, Mr. Moon said his government is trying to meet the demands of the people. He said for too long, the fruits of economic growth in his country have been concentrated in the hands of an elite few that has worsened economic inequality. Mr. Moon also held out the promise of greater economic opportunity if security challenges with North Korea can be overcome. Former U.S. Ambassador Christopher Hill said the U.S.-South Korean relationship is crucial.
President Trump, who very much forms initial impressions of people, and they seem to stick, at least for a while. So I think for President Moon, it's going to be very important that he establishes this relationship. After all, the North Korean issue is likely to be the major security challenge that the Trump administration faces for the next couple of years.
Meanwhile, at the UN Security Council, the North Korean ambassador Wednesday issued a rare statement warning his country will continue pursuing a nuclear arsenal regardless of international sanctions, pressure, or military threat. French President Emmanuel Macron's cabinet Wednesday approved plans to ease labor laws, a key campaign pledge in an effort to bring down persistently high unemployment. The government plans to cap the financial penalty for companies sued by fired employees and allow businesses more flexibility to define internal work rules. Mr. Macron has a commanding parliamentary majority. The reforms are expected to pass. Chinese President Xi Jinping, in office since 2013, has arrived on his first official visit to the territory of Hong Kong, marking its 20th anniversary of attaining the special one-country, two-system status when it reverted to Chinese rule in 1997. In brief airport remarks, Mr. Xi said Hong Kong has always had a place in his heart. The culmination of the visit will be the inauguration of the territory's top official, Chief Executive Carrie Lam. Wall Street rallied Wednesday with the benchmark S&P 500 scoring its biggest one-day percentage gain in 2 months. The Nasdaq Composite posted its best session since before the November election. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.